know-it-all advice columnists.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. If you got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
Act like it's your show.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you just fucking say you passive aggressive piece of shit?
Because I'm a passive aggressive person. I find it the best means of communication.
Is that true?
Yeah. Well, it works so well for me. What's going on? Oh, look at this. I have my headphones on, and I have an earbud still in my ear. I was wondering what was wrong with the headphones.
You high tech.
And you know why? It's because I'm sick. I got a very staunch policy in my home for my kids, and they hate it. They hate it. Well, if you do get sick, don't come anywhere near me.
Ah.
Don't hug me. Take your diseased ass in another room and be by yourself. Don't come anywhere near me. Because you get sick, you're prepubescent, you have all that energy, you get sick for 12 hours, the next day you're like, I guess I'll go back to school. I feel better. No, you can't play your video. No, I feel better. Uh-huh. I feel better. Me, then you give me that same bug, and I am, like, devastated for a week.
Sorry. Remind me of my 12-year-old. He's a hypochondriac, man. He fell on the playground last year, crutches and everything. His kid's, like, dragging his leg. I take him to the doctor. He's like, he doesn't need crutches. He's fine. And there's another time, he's like, my pain in my side. My brother said, you might be his appendix. You don't have the appendix to burst. You better take him, $150. He was sore from the batting cages.
I mean, yeah.
I told him, I said, you better learn the difference because you keep crying.
Like, wolf one time too many.
We got the other day, the nurse, he's shaking and having trouble breathing.
He's fine. He's fine.
And guess what? He was fine.
Yeah. But one day it's going to be like, I've never seen a 13-year-old have a stroke, but somehow he did.
Exactly.
You're going to be like, oh, my God. Check it out. So, it's so funny you say that. So not only am I sick, and speaking of going to the doctor, my wife is trying to get me to go to the doctor because a few days ago I lost vision in my right eye.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, I guess that's serious enough, right?
Yeah, that's not what you'd prefer.
Hashtag Tito's vodka?
No, I haven't been drinking the way I should. Maybe that's what
there
happened.
There we go. Boom.
There it is. That's what it is, right? I lay off the sauce, and all of a sudden, my body just revolts. My body is just like, what the fuck is going on? I just might as well give up the real deal, and they'll give you the whole tapes. So I'm taking a dump, and...
Great. How'd it look?
Floaters? I was constipated.
Solid? Yeah.
So I'm constipated, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. I can't believe I'm having this conversation. But anyway,
you started it.
I have to give you the backstory. Backstory. So I got to give you the backstory. So I'm constipated and I'm taking a dump and I'm straining like crazy, which you know you're not supposed to do.
No.
Right? So then I give birth to my toilet baby, and I'm like, okay, all right, finally, this thing is over.
Name it?
And I never name it because I always flush. If I name them, I want to save them. I must rescue you. But anyway, long story short, I'm like, okay. So when I stand up, right? I stand up and I go to wash my hands, and I, you know, you stand up very quickly. You know, it's a toilet, right? No reason to get up slow.
You stand up quickly?
Yeah, you know, when you're done, you're like, I feel lighter. I feel better. I feel like a brand new person when I'm done, man.
You feel ashamed. You must leave.
And I popped up. I popped up, and while I'm washing my hands, all of a sudden, my right eye, first half the vision in the eye, so like it's like somebody pulled down a shade, like.
Oh, you popped the blood vessel. You pushed so
it's
hard.
It's like I seemed like somebody pulled down a shade, and I could see like the bottom half of the vision, like somebody cut off the room in one eye.
That's kind
of
cool.
And no.
Not exactly.
Not exactly. And then.
I died.
No, and then it total blindness.
Wow.
Total blindness.
You blew a blood vessel, it sounds like.
I don't know.
I'm a doctor.
Or I disconnected the optical nerve or something like that. Anyway, it scared me so much. Remember when you were a kid and you would hurt yourself and you would run to your mother? You know what I mean? And it's just like, Mom! Right? I ran down the stairs holding my eye, and I just went to my wife and I went, oh my God, I lost vision in my right eye. I can't see.
You pooped your eye out.
Is
the life insurance up to date? Is that the first question you got?
So normally,
like, that doesn't happen.
No, she's so good that she knows whenever I'm like just a little bit joking, and immediately she was like, "We have to get to the hospital right now." So I was like, "I think you're right," and I never agree to go to the doctor.
No.
Never.
Don't trust those people.
Exactly. Come on. I have WebMD and a feeling. Okay.
Wikipedia on my phone.
That's
Nobody
right.
Nobody knows my body better than
that's
I do.
That's right. I got my feelings, WebMD, and a phone, bitch. Which, by the way, my cardiologist I went to see and told me I had to be on a statin. And I looked at him like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I mean, I know you went to school for 24 years to specialize in being a heart surgeon.
Or drug dealer.
Right. Exactly. But I have WebMD. My WebMD tells me I'm just fine. Anyway, long story short.
Really? I thought it was usually the reverse. I thought you're dying of something.
Well, see, that's what I do. I cross-reference everything, and I'm like, I'm fine. See, I'm just the opposite. Most people go to WebMD, and they're like, I have cancer. I go to WebMD, and I go, I'm fine.
So that's once you went to WebMD, you could see again?
Well, no. I didn't. We were going to the doctor, and as I was putting my coat on and everything, my vision came back.
Wow.
And then I was like, okay, all clear. I was like, we're good.
That happened to me when I was 7.
Really?
I slept on my arms for the first time, and I woke up, and I couldn't lift my arms up. I was like, Ma!
That's
like,
funny.
I was like, never mind.
Yeah, you cut off the circulation.
I was like, never mind, I'm good.
Yeah, did you ever do that when you were a kid?
My arms were dead.
Where you take somebody's arm, and you make them push against you, and then then they can't move their arm. It, like, locks your arm.
And then what do you do, play tummy sticks?
What? No.
What is that?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
It's just something you do as a kid. Like,
I mean, I got dead arm before.
It's like the same way. Like, you never did that? Like, push against arms to lock the person's arm? Okay.
Show me on Bill.
Okay, I bet you guys never did this either, where you, like, you know, try to tie your penises in a knot.
No, I did that.
Okay. All right.
Everybody's
good.
On that.
Okay,
one.
Good, no? good. All right. At least I'm not crazy.
Yeah. Locking arms? I don't know. Do-si-do? What are you doing over there?
Oh, man. All right, anyway. So I say all that to say that I'm sick and I need to go to the doctor for not just this, but so many other things.
And if you shit, you can go blind.
What?
And if you shit, you can go blind.
No, if you can't shit, you go blind.
But yeah. You did, and then you went half blind.
Don't push it.
Don't poop your eye out.
There you go.
Don't poop your eye out.
Push
You'll
it.
Poop your eye out.
Push it good.
Don't.
Push it good. Push it. Push it. Oh, man. All right, listen, enough of this silliness. We're here to do a show,
Dan. A serious show about comedy.
A serious show about comedy.
All right, I'll hit the record button now.
That's right. Okay, good. Hello, everybody. My name is Chuck Nice, and this is Not So Nice Advice, the eponymous show where we take advice columns and blogs. We read the...
oh, I'll take over for you. We read those and then we make fun of them.
There you go. Yeah, we read them, we read the answer, and then we tell you why that sucks and gives you the real answer. Of course, I'm here with Seth, the producer, and Bill, the assistant.
Killer.
And If you hear me sniffle, please, I apologize, guys. I apologize. I know it does not sound good to have somebody sniff into a microphone. I'll try my best not to do that. That's a very, wouldn't it be funny if I was just in here snorting cocaine? I'm so sick.
We haven't done that kind of show in like 6 months.
Shut up. Get me in trouble, man. My wife will hear that and go bomb show.
She doesn't listen to your show.
Yes, she does. I make her.
Oh. Now she does.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to it because she wants to. She listens because I actually go, here, listen to this. And that is actually how she listens to the show. And by the way, she rarely likes it.
Rarely?
Rarely.
Oh, I feel like I'm letting her down.
No, she likes you. She thinks you're funny. She thinks Bill's hysterical. She's very hard on me.
Funny, Bill hysterical?
And me.
I think she has like a thing, affinity for Bill. Not like a sexual thing, like, you know.
Well, let's hope not a sexual
thing. No, like she likes him like a lost puppy.
Wow. You know, that's, Bill is adorable like a lost puppy.
Right.
So he could get that. He could get that lost puppy love.
I think that's not a bad
Is that
thing.
How you got the beautiful Maya? Is that how you got your lovely girlfriend, soon to be wife?
You're engaged?
No.
Do you want to say something to her now?
He's clearly going to, you're clearly marrying Maya though, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's. Yeah, just when the timing works out. So right. Yeah,
when's that gonna be?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Earth to burn out first. I don't know. No.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Well, let's not let Maya hear this episode. Yeah. That is for sure.
I am kidding. Yeah, I just don't know.
We know you are. Mm. Anyway, hey, by the way, let's waste a little more time before we jump right into these letters, okay? You up on the Watchmen?
Oh, no, I didn't see the last one.
I didn't forget it.
Okay. Sorry.
That is a trippy show, and this last episode went bonkers.
Oh, no.
Watch The Watchmen, okay?
Watch The Watchmen.
Watch The Watchmen.
My wife got so into it, she went and watched a movie the other day, 3.5 hours long.
Wow.
Which version? Because they kept adding more stuff.
Whatever was on Netflix or whatever channel she was on.
I didn't mind the movie. I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. I loved watching Dr. Manhattan's ample penis.
Whoa.
His big ample blue penis always flopping around.
I don't remember. I have to go back and see his penis. I don't remember the big blue penis.
Yeah, because he...
Because every time he turns...
He becomes so enlightened that he's like, why do I care what I look like or clothes or any? And anatomy is just anatomy. I'm just a collection of molecules and atoms. Who cares? And so he starts walking around, you know, without any clothes on.
It's
of
the
course.
Same thing that old Jewish men do with the Y.
This is so true. That and because their balls are down by their knees, you know. By the way, speaking of that, if you're over the age of 60, whatever, and your balls are hanging to your knees, please don't talk to me at the gym. Why do you do that? Why do you feel the need to dry your balls and have a conversation with me while you're throwing your nutsack over your shoulder and wiping down your penis with your ShamWow?
That was actually
What is that about?
I get it worse at the Red Bank Y because I just moved. To take my 4-year-old to swim class, if mom's not there, I gotta walk her through the men's locker room to get to the pool.
No, don't do that. You're going to scar this girl.
Oh, I don't let her see any of that stuff. I try not.
What are you, blindfold her?
Just hold her.
You just hold her.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's horrible. I want to sue them or something.
No, Sue. What you should do is let them let you walk through the women's locker room.
I don't think
because you won't be scarred.
I won't be.
No. See?
I won't look, though.
Everyone wins.
I'll try that.
Everybody wins.
Well, I had my daughter here. I didn't know what else to do. I got nervous. I panicked.
Right.
Yeah, I was getting that old Jewish New York voice.
I sprinted.
I closed my eyes as much as I could.
It was a mad dash.
Yeah.
The only time I got offered candy by a stranger was actually by an old Jewish man in a gym locker room. He was just walking by. He's like, do you want a candy bar? I'm like, nah.
How about a blowjob?
I was also like 20, so I'm like, I know what this situation is. No, I want to hold out for the big candy.
Bill, say this again, please, because I want to make sure that I understood what you said. You were walking by a men's locker room.
No, I was in the gym, and the only time I've been ever offered candy by a stranger was in that, like, by the elderly naked man in a gym. It was like, would you like a candy bar? And I'm like, nah, I went to safety school for a reason. I'm also 20. No, I want to hold out for the king size.
Oh, king size.
Okay, right on. Okay.
It was like a half-eaten Hershey's bar. I'm like, I can hold out for better.
Is that what we're calling penises? Is that what we're calling penises now?
It was an old black man? man, you're saying?
No.
All right, I think we've had enough of this. I don't know where this is going, but you know what we should do? Get into our first letter. I know a guy who's tough but sweet. He's so fine, he can't be beat. I met my boyfriend David on Tinder 5 months ago, and it was a match made in heaven. He's compassionate, attractive, and a bombshell in bed. Dr. Manhattan.
He's got a blue penis?
Yeah, he's got a big blue penis, and he can be in two places at the same time because he's quantumly entangled with himself. He can actually be in two places at the same time.
I thought you were saying he had fuck himself.
So he had he had a threesome with his girl.
Him, and her?
Him, and her.
What was he more into, himself or her?
Uh-huh. Ah. Wow, you know
wait
what?
For the sequel.
Because that was you, Chuck. You'd be totally like into yourself.
I'd be so doing me in a second. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? My wife would be like, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you two. Are you kidding me? Oh, God.
She said, I'm gay for myself.
I love you, Chuck. I love you too, Chuck. Ooh, this is so creepy. Where we are going with this?
You brought it up.
I know. Oh. Anyway, let's get back to this letter. Recently, we had a physical together and I learned something. David is 5'8" tall. On his Tinder profile, he lists himself as 6 feet. On our first date, I asked him if he was really 6 feet. He got agitated and said, yes, can't you see? No, I can't.
Elevator shoes.
You're 4 inches short, okay?
He must be wearing the boots.
She goes, I felt lied to and betrayed, but I don't know why he's so insecure about his height. He takes so much pride in being tall, and he's always bragging to his friends and acquaintances about the fact that he's 6 feet tall.
What hey, guys, isn't it great being 6 feet tall and not shorter at all in any way, shape, or size?
Hey, do you mind if I get that off the top shelf for you? I know you don't need it. I mean, it's so good being useful at 6 feet tall.
Hey, are you guys hanging out because you're all 6 feet tall? Because I'm totally 6 feet tall, too. Let's talk. Want to get a group chat going?
When the doctor read off his height, I saw his eyes start to swell up.
I shrunk!
That would be hilarious. It's very possible this guy did convince himself that he was 6 feet tall. Yeah. You know what I mean? Anyways, he says, now he's attempting to stick his height into every conversation. I've been afraid to bring it up, stick his height into every conversation.
Bring it up like 6 feet tall up?
Yeah. Oh, Bill, look at you. Oh, what an asshole. I like that.
Asshole? You mean the asshole of like a 6 foot tall man? Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Where would that asshole, what height would that asshole be on a 6 foot tall man?
3 foot nine?
So then he says, she says, I really see marriage in our future as we are both almost 40. Oh, this dude is really messed up in the head.
So is she.
Oh, God. Well,
she's not down to her last
They're
guy.
They're both desperate people here. He's desperate to be 6 feet tall, and she's desperate for anybody.
Hopefully they can't reproduce.
Anyway.
You're a little tiny baby.
She goes, this needs to be settled before we can settle down. Anyway, the person writes back. Talk to your boyfriend and say to him, hey, it's clear that you're not 6 feet tall.
Why are you taking away my dreams? I'm still growing.
And then ask him if he wants to talk about his feelings about his height and that it's going to be a lot more useful to him than pretending that he's 4 inches taller than he really is. Here's what I'm saying. You need to get out of this relationship.
Wow. You're giving up?
You know me. I don't tell people to get out of relationships.
You're giving up on them?
I have given up on you.
For 4 inches, you're going to throw your whole life away?
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you something. You cannot be short 4 inches on any part of your body and expect to have a relationship flourish.
I have a 13-inch dick.
Right. And then it ends up being 4 inches. Okay. Really? Come on.
No, nine.
Yeah. Oh, you just took four off the 13. Yeah. By the way, that's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Isn't 13 just a waste? I mean, really, who?
You can't even get it all the way in anywhere.
Well, I wouldn't know.
I'm just, I don't. You watched enough porn to know.
You know, you're right. I wonder, now, do any of those guys? Yeah. Well, you're right. And yeah. By the way, you can't get it all the way in.
To choke on it.
Yeah. No. Well, not them.
The other way.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Never thought. You cannot tell somebody that you are 4 inches more than you are anywhere.
Maybe there's some trauma there. He just needs a little therapy.
No, what he needs is a reality check.
I think she should.
He also needs to hold on to something else besides his height. It's like clearly he's got nothing else going in his life. That it's like, you know, the best part of being alive, 6 feet tall.
No, this is childhood trauma. Somewhere along the way, somebody made fun of his height when he was a kid and he can't get over it.
And he remains an idiot to this day.
And I say leave this guy because he's in real trouble unless he gets therapy.
Or, you know, with Alexis in his drink and see if like he loosens up a little bit. And then talk to him about it.
I mean, seriously, if he is delusioned about being 6 feet tall and he's, I could see.
Maybe delusioned about being in love with her.
And that's what I'm saying. He's delusioned about a lot of things that you don't know about. Here's my point. If you're 5 feet, 10 inches tall, and you're telling people you're 6 feet tall, that's one thing.
Put the shoes on.
You're 5 feet, 11 inches tall, and you wear lifts because you want to be 6 feet tall. That's another thing. You are 4 inches short of 6 feet.
He's a few fries short of a happy meal.
You're 5 feet, 8 inches tall.
I am.
And are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's like
you're going both
around.
Giants. I get it.
Although I've been shrinking though.
And you tell people you're 6 feet tall. Like who?
I have.
First of all, you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. First of all, I don't want to do that because I don't want to be with you because you're an embarrassment. Everywhere where you go, where you're telling people that you're 6 feet tall. They can't believe anything else you say.
I got it. She should just start height shaming him.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, Shorty.
No, don't do that. Oh,
as
God.
He's speaking, slowly just pull out a measuring tape.
Hon, I want to play this song for you.
Dun, no.
Go, Shorty. Dun, 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 it's your birthday.
You know, I kind of like your aversion therapy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Just, yeah.
Shame the shit out of him.
Would you care for some shortcake? How about some shortbread cookies?
Strawberry shortcake. She's looking swell.
Yeah.
Are we no taking way. The shortcut because you're driving?
Yeah. I believe we're only going to stay for a short period. Mm-hmm. All right.
Short
yes.
People got nobody.
See, I would have gone with too short. You know what I mean?
Well, you're black, I'm white. There you go.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the long and short of it. Okay.
You can be my baby. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, but you can't be short.
He's 5'8". Just shut the fuck up. I'm not even 5'8". And I'm alive, and I'm fine with that. So just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but no, but is Maya fine with you being 5'8"?
She kind of had to accept it. That it's like, you're not getting any taller, are you? I've tried.
How long did it take for her to accept your
height?
I mean, it was like she claimed initially that she liked tall guys, and then I changed her mind. So
she's like, because he loves.
See, now we know what this guy's problem is. She claimed initially that she liked tall guys, and you changed her mind.
Oh, maybe that's what happened.
Because you know this personality thing that there's more than just height. Because what I lack in height, I make up for in shortness. So I'm very short. I'm not very tall though.
That was very funny. What I lack in height, I make up for in shortness.
And
nice.
He also won an award, right? He won a contest.
Yeah,
Bill. A very powerful award.
Yes, for the shortest sketch.
Well, sketches are very short comedy bits anyway, so you fit into them very well.
You went to L.A. and you won, what was the name of the competition?
The U.S. Sketch Competition.
The U.S. Sketch First of all, that sounds sketchy right there.
A little bit.
Okay, sketchy.
A little bit.
But the U.S. Sketch Competition, and you guys won.
Yeah, came in first.
Okay, all right.
Oh, can I be serious for a second with this girl? I think she just, you know, either accept him for his shortcomings, or she should, you know, move on.
Yes. Here's the thing. First of all, no man should be worried about his height. Worry about your dick size. She said he's a bombshell in bed. This is why I know this guy's got problems, okay? She says you're a bombshell in bed. You're good. You don't worry. Don't worry about it. My wife puts on heels. She towers over me, and I love it.
It's Tom Cruise.
I love it.
Maya sits up straight. She's taller than me.
Wow. Oh, so it's more like a fetish at this point for her.
I'm just small. All right. I'm fascinating. I'm like a science experiment in a jar.
All right, I think we've solved this issue. Here, get this guy some help or get a taller man. It's that simple. All right, listen, let's move on, shall we? Time for another letter.
Don't want no short man. Don't want no short man. Short man. Don't want no short man. Don't.
Dear fellas, I've entered into a period of my life where I'm devoting all of my mental resources towards my academics. I'm in grad school, and I'm not interested in dating. Thus, I bought a real doll.
My man, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at you.
And now I enjoy fantastic masturbation during this loveless period of my life. Unfortunately, while my parents were visiting, my mom discovered it and reacted very, very badly. You see, my mom is a feminist, and she's very upset by the doll and believes that it's an indication that I have lost all respect for women. No, it's an indication that your son is a loser who likes to bang a doll.
Hey, okay? Don't knock it until you try it, Chuck.
No, for $5,000, I could buy a lot of hookers before I would buy a stupid doll.
But at the end of that $5,000, you'd have no more hookers.
But I'd have memories. And guess what? That's what I'll use for spank fodder. All right? Instead of some stupid doll. Anyway, I don't think this is true what my mother feels. I think I am a feminist. And I realize that society sexually objectifies women. But I also believe that I can masturbate with a rubber woman and have wild fantasies that bring me back to reality. And I'll still be able to respect everyone. Men, women, and others.
And dolls.
Right. He has no respect for dolls, though. See, that's right. And that's what his mom's real problem is.
Well, he might wipe her down when he's
done. You put some speck on that doll. Put some respect on that doll. My mother is extremely upset. We haven't been able to have a civil conversation since, and I'm hoping that you can possibly give me some perspective. Here's what the person writes back. Your masturbatory routines, including your masturbatory aids, are none of your mother's fucking business.
Oh, they say fucking business?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Right? Do you see it right there in black and white?
It's a real professional.
And,
right
yeah,
there.
Tell me about it. And it says, however, your claim that you enjoy fantastic masturbation during this lovely period doesn't quite pass the smell test. Why? Did he leave something in that doll?
He doesn't clean it after?
Oh, my God. Ew. Just, yeah.
Just shitting on it?
Disinfect that thing.
How real is this doll?
Oh, my God. Okay, most guys manage to tough out their loveless periods with the help of porn and their own right hand. Guys who opt for insanely expensive, lifelike, life-size, hard-to-hide sex dolls do have issues with women. Wow. That was really judgmental. I kind of like this person, whoever gave this advice. They're just like, you're a freak, a pervert, and a loser. That is who you are. Ouch. And your mom is right about you.
How about hide your real doll when your parents come over?
Well, you know, it's a real person. Where are you going to hide that thing?
In the attic.
No, let's say you live in a one-bedroom apartment and your parents come
under
over.
Under the bed.
Okay, that's a good place, yeah. And then your mom bends down to pick up an earring that she dropped under there, and she thinks that you have
a
right, you got some dead bitch up under your bed. Okay, you can't do that. No.
I knew you were fucked up.
Yeah. No, here's the real deal.
The real doll.
I think you're a bit of a necrophiliac. I think you have to be a bit of a necrophiliac to make love to a real doll.
I do at least think, don't make an argument about feminism while you're masturbating.
Such a feminist. Love women. This is the greatest moment to think about that argument in context with anything I could possibly think about.
Bill, you are disturbing me right now. I think you're
forgetting how horny. Yeah, Bill's disturbing.
This is really too lifelike.
You're just talking about necrophilia. So let's.
We know he's got deep, anger issues.
I wasn't acting out necrophilia.
I was just acting out masturbating into a fucking. Whatever,
like an inanimate doll. Which is totally normal, right?
For Bill, yeah. But when you forget how horny you were as a teenager in your 20s.
This guy is not a teenager in his 20s. He's in grad school. That means he's like 22 years old, 23.
I know, I was in grad school now.
Virgin 16, 17? Yeah, I would have loved to have one of those.
Yeah, 16, 15. Yeah, I mean, of course. At the time in your life where you lifted up the mattress and the box spring and stuck it in there just to see what that was like.
You did that too?
Everybody did it. Everybody did that, okay? Bill, you ever put your...
I did not.
Really?
I feel like I didn't want springs going anywhere.
He was smart about it.
Yeah, well,
of the box was the unappealing.
Every single guy has stuck it into something to imagine what it would be like to stick it into something.
Something else, right.
So I'm sure you've stuck it into something just to figure something out.
Yes, exactly. Probably, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
What was it, Bill?
I don't remember.
A papaya. A grazed papaya. Anyway, my point is this. Yeah, that's 13, 14. Yeah. That's you're still like discovering who you are and your sexuality.
If there was one in our dorm, I would have.
You would have done No, you wouldn't.
If it was clean.
No. You are really disturbing.
Am I?
First of all, I just think, listen, they are lifelike, but they are, it's honestly, it's like.
How do you know?
You've never seen, I've seen one, like in real life.
No, I don't know anybody who has a real doll, Chuck. You weirdo.
It makes the car lane, carpool lane a lot easier, so don't know.
Yeah, the skin is very, like it,
well, for five grand, it better feel
it
good.
It feels like skin. It's really nasty.
Weird. That sounds really weird.
You touched the boobs?
What's that?
You touched the boobs?
Nah, the whole thing. No, the whole thing.
You touched the boobs?
No. No,
you touched the boobs.
No.
You did.
I swear.
How could you be in front of a real
doll? The doll said no.
No, I pinched the nipple. I didn't touch the boobs.
That counts.
I guess so. Anyway, and by the way, the nipples are always erect. Something's wrong with you if you have a real doll. Now, that's me being super judgy.
You think?
Okay. That's me, okay, projecting my own hang-ups onto the world, but.
What about his mom, though? I mean, she's like, oh, no. A little bit of an
overreaction. First of all,
like,
let me just tell you something. Your mother's a nut, too.
Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up. Right. I can do whatever I want. All right.
I'm in grad school. I'm doing everything right. Exactly. God forbid I want to have sex with a doll. I can't have sex with a doll. Leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly. Right. However, I have to admit, though, if people have sex with the actual blow up dolls, which is creepier, having sex with the real doll or having sex with a doll you just finished blowing up?
You can get rewarded for all that hard work.
First you blow her up, and then she blows you. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. That's creepy. The whole thing is creepy, and I'm just sorry. If you're a young, single man, I don't care how devoted you are to your...
there's always time for sex.
Yeah, there's always time to get, to get a quickie.
There's other graduate students who are really busy and need to study, study break.
By the way.
About a study break.
By the way, discount
at the school store. Give them a break.
Oh, if you're interested, people out there, and you just want to have unattached sex with somebody who wants nothing from you, find somebody in med school. I'm dead serious. Yeah. Find somebody in med school. And just be like, look, if you just want to do it, and they'll be like, yeah, we can do it, and I'm never going to see you again. I'm going to see you, like,
unless it's really good,
and not even then. That's
no,
like,
maybe one more time.
No, that's how busy they are.
Yeah, they'll have no time.
Yeah, they don't have time. Like, that's how busy they are.
Doing which is why
they do each other. That's why. Let me tell you something. You go into a hospital, any hospital, with a blue light.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you done that?
No. Why would
Dr. Chuck Nice? Yeah. Of course he had.
Do you have a blue light, Chuck?
Why would I go around with a blue light? Anyway, all I'm telling you is this. Doctors and nurses, do it. If your spouse works in a hospital, all I'm telling you is watch out.
Wow.
Because they do it at work. Because
you think them spouses are cheating on the people just because they work at a hospital?
Absolutely.
Wow. And
people in hospitals are doing it. So all I'm telling you is this.
She always comes home and says she's too tired.
No. I nice encounter with a med student. We did it. She never saw me again. One, because I sucked in bed.
What was wrong, Chuck? What did you do wrong?
Well, I don't know.
What'd you diagnose you with?
I was about to say, clearly I wasn't the right cure for her ills.
Oh.
No, but basically I called her, like, you know, like right afterwards.
Called her names?
I know. Oh. I called her right afterwards, like a couple days later, and she was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm not going to be able to see you until, like, maybe, I don't know, 6-7 months from now. That's how busy I am.
All right, call me.
And, yeah, well, that's what I said. You know, we did do it again once or twice.
Ah, of course you did.
Yeah, once or twice.
All right, safe face. There you go.
There you go. All right, shall we? What time is it? Do we have time for another one? No, we don't. You know what? I think we're going to leave it there. Here's what we've learned today, people. Real dolls are creepy, and if you have one, you're a freak.
Oh, let's put it all together. Mm-hmm. The 5'8 guy should get a real doll.
There you go. That's what we learned together. If you have a problem with your height and you think you're 6'1 when you're actually 5'8, get yourself a real doll because she'll never be able to tell you how short and ineffectual you are.
You can get height extenders in the dolls.
There you have it. Oh, by the way, doctors, if you're married to one, they're cheating on you. Okay. All right, that's our show, people. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed yourself and had a good time. Make sure that you find us on social media. I'm at Chuck Nice Comic everywhere. At Seth the Twit is Seth the Producer. At Flavor Department is Bill the Assistant. Make sure you give us 5 stars when you listen to the show on iTunes. That helps us grow the show. We are going to continue to do this. We're going to put more shows out. We hope you're enjoying them. Leave comments in the comments section, but make sure they're good. If you don't like the show, just leave something on social media for us, but not in the comments section, okay? Let us know personally how much we suck. Don't let anybody else know, all right? So there you have it. Until next time, I'm Chuck Nice saying, if you got a problem, we got a real answer for you. A real answer that you can put stuff in.
I was blue and lonely. I couldn't sleep a wink. And I could only get unconscious if I'd had too much to drink. There was somehow something wrong somewhere, and each day seemed grey and dead. The seeds of desperation were growing in me head. I needed inspiration, a brand new start in life, somewhere to place affection, but I didn't want a wife. And then by lucky chance I saw, in a special magazine, an ad that was unusual, the like I'd never seen. Experience something different with our new imported toy. She's loving, warm, inflatable, and a guarantee of joy. She came all wrapped in cardboard, all pink and shriveled down. A breath of air was all she needed to make her lose that frown. I took her to the bedroom and pumped her with some life. And later, in a moment, that girl became my wife. And so I sit her in the corner and sometimes stroke her hair. And when I'm feeling naughty, I blow her up with air. She's cuddly and she's bouncy. She's like a rubber ball. I bounce her in the kitchen and I bounce her in the hall. And now my life is different since Sally came my way. I wake up in the morning and have her on a tray. She's everything they said she was, and I wear a permanent grin. And I only have to worry in case my girl wears thin.